Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Pop by Sam Horn. It's all about making your ideas impossible to ignore. So Sophie, I have to ask, is being right actually overrated when it comes to getting heard?
Oh, absolutely. I'm Sophie, and this book makes a bold case that being interesting matters more than being right. She says you can have the best product or the noblest cause, but if nobody stops to listen, it just dies in the void. That really stuck with me.
I actually pushed back on that at first. I thought, surely the best idea should win. But then she talks about how our brains filter out anything that doesn't grab us, and honestly, she might be onto something.
And that's where the POP framework comes in. It stands for purpose, original, and pithy. These are the three pillars of any message that actually pops.
So purpose first. She has this deceptively simple question. What do you want the audience to know, feel, or do? If you can't answer that in one sharp sentence, you're probably trying to say too much.
Right.
Most people fail because they cram in every feature, every piece of data, every caveat. She says that's like a ship without a rudder. You have to cut everything that doesn't serve your single goal.
Then original. Her trade secret concept is genius. Instead of just saying what you do, you reveal how you do it differently. A financial advisor could say, I use a three-step system to help clients retire 5 years earlier. That's way more interesting.
Yes.
And she also loves juxtaposition. A bookstore that calls itself a gym for your brain. That image just sticks.
That image is so strong. And then there's sensory language. Our software saves you an hour a day, so you can leave work while the sun is still up. The sun detail makes it tangible. Why is that so effective?
Because our brains are wired to respond to vivid, concrete details.
Efficiency is abstract, but leaving work in daylight is a scene you can picture. That's why it pops.
Okay, so that's original. And then pithy is the third pillar, right?
Exactly. There's the headline test. If your message can't fit on a billboard or a tweet, it's too long. So it's about compression.
And she also uses rhyme and rhythm. Just Do It and I'm Lovin' are so sticky because of the cadence.
Alliteration helps too. The goal is to create a sound bite people want to repeat. That's the holy grail of communication.
Then she moves into framing. The same information can be perceived totally differently, depending on the frame. A $1,000 fee sounds exorbitant, but if you frame it as less than $3 a day, it becomes trivial.
I've definitely been guilty of leading with the price tag, so I love that reframe. And she also talks about bait and hook.
Right.
Instead of leading with your product, you lead with a story or a provocative question that hooks their curiosity.
So you create a mystery they're desperate to solve, which is the opposite of the boring elevator pitch. And she stresses context too. A message that pops in a boardroom might fall flat on social media. You have to read the emotional temperature of your audience. Are they skeptical, excited, distracted? She even has diagnostic questions. What keeps them up at night? What's the one thing they wish they could have or do? Right?
That's so good. And then there's the art of the nod. You want to craft statements so relatable that the audience just nods.
Like instead of saying our product saves time, you say, you know that feeling when you're drowning in paperwork and wish there was a better way? Once they nod, they've agreed with your diagnosis.
Exactly.
And then she takes on the curse of knowledge. When you're an expert, you forget what it's like not to know. You use jargon and skip basics.
Her fix is to act like a translator, not an expert. Explain the why before the what.
And she says try explaining your idea to a child or a grandparent. If they get a glazed look in their eyes, simplify.
She even mentions quantum physics being explained with a cat in a box. So there's no excuse.
She wraps up with a POP audit, a checklist to pressure test your message. Is your purpose clear and singular? Is it original or a cliche? Is it pithy enough to remember and repeat?
That's so practical. I should run my next pitch through that checklist.
And she also reframes the fear of being sleazy. If you have a message that can genuinely help people, you have a moral obligation to communicate it effectively.
Being boring isn't humility. It's a disservice to your audience. That hit me hard.
So, what's the one thing you're actually taking away from this book?
The idea that being right isn't enough. I need to craft my message with intention, make it original, and keep it pithy so the good ideas I have actually get the chance to help people.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. Plans are $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Pop,
really comes down to this. You can have the best idea in the world, but if you don't make it pop, it just stays invisible. So go make your message impossible to ignore. We'll see you in the next one.